Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Cottle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Cottle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. And now, play ball. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromartie. Delone moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Delone steals third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delone scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cottle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLone hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Schatt center covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill is 0-for-1 in the game. Caudill hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Delone steals second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delone. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delone. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter is 0-for-1 in the game. Schatzetter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vail moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caudill. Scott moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delone, who is chasing the ball. Valentine reaches third base with a triple. Scott scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DeLone. Carter reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Donnie Moore now pitching. Barry Foote now catching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Jerry White now playing right field. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. DeJesu reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeLone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesu scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLone moves to second. Stan Bonson now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. DeLone scores. Buckner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Expos. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Mike Vail. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hutton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DeLone. White reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball towards center field. DeLone fields the ball and throws to short. DeJesus drops the ball. That's an out and an error on DeJesus. White scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. DeLone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. DeLone moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hutton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. DeLone moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLone scores. It's 6-4, Expos. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.